You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. I think deep down inside there is a rapper in me. I just do. I know you don't agree with it, and you think that my call is just ministry and different things like that, but I really think that there's a rapper in me.
Okay.
No?
If you say so, baby.
Yeah.
I support you.
Yes. Nice. It sounds good because we're on a podcast. So I don't say that. But anyway, I'm sorry, guys. We are here. We are excited. And today it's our You Pick episode. And so what we did was posted stuff on social media asking you guys what you want to hear, what you want to hear us speak about, what's, you know, something that could help your marriage, your engagement, your dating, so forth and so on. And there was an interesting topic. And since I don't want to mess up the wording, I'm going to let you announce what this episode is about.
Yeah. So one of our followers on social media has suggested that we talk about how a wife can be more involved in this season of football, where she may not be interested in the sport, but she wants to, you know, still be around her husband and enjoy that time together. So she wanted to know if we could talk a little bit about that. And I think it's perfect for this season because we are in the football season. But we'll talk about that, but then we'll just kind of talk more about how we can take an interest in our spouse, in what our spouse enjoys, even if we may not have that same interest. So what are your thoughts?
Are you just going to throw that on me like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, since I love football so much, it's my very favorite thing. No, the funny thing is, you know, most couples, whatever you want to say, how the man is just most, you know, the one who is just head over heels over sports and everything else like that. It's not that way in this Johnson household. You know, I do enjoy sports when it's present, but I'm not a fan. And so it's unique. It's kind of like we went away as a family this past weekend to the Phillies game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, naturally I thought about 10 other things I could do with my time. But because the importance of family, for you as well as the event and how much you enjoy it, I've learned over the years that it's good to not only be a part, but desire to be a part of your interests.
Yeah.
And so, with that, I think that it's important for us to really understand the heart of our spouse. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, because I'm not necessarily sports is my thing. I have other hobbies and stuff. You've done the same thing. But it's good that we conversate about those things, because sometimes, you know, I might just want to be me and the boys, and you might just want to be with you and the ladies. And we, you know, converse those situations. But there's times that I would love for you to be a part of different hobbies and interests that I have. Mm-hmm. And so I think the first thing is to kind of communicate, you know, what your need is and what that is in just a simple conversation. You know, when the sports is on, you know, how do you feel about my involvement? Does it frustrate you that I don't know, or that I'm tapping you saying, what is that position? What are they know? You know, because sometimes that could be nerve-wracking, because it gets loud in your family's house around sports times. I love you guys. If you're listening, I love you. But it gets real loud. But my dad is about, he's pretty loud too. So it's the passion.
Yeah.
But so, you know, I think it's, again, first thing is to kind of figure out what your spouse, you know, loves, desires, and kind of what they feel.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Especially like when it comes to the sporting events, because some, I know being around different sports fanatics, some love to talk while the game's going, but some like want to go into their zone and don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. So in that instance, like Christian said, communicating and talking with your mate, and finding out what they want. Do they want you around? Do they want you to ask questions to learn more about the sport, or do they want you to write your questions down and ask afterwards? But if it's your heart to be involved and to be there, then find out how you can do that, and how you guys can mesh. So maybe sometimes you'll watch the games together. Maybe sometimes you'll got, you know, you separate, or maybe you can invite some of your girlfriends over and y'all, you know, hang out in the kitchen and eat and, you know, have fun there, have y'all conversations and let the guys hang out in another room and watch the game. However you, you know, you guys work that out. But the key, as Christian is saying, is talking to one another and seeing how you can make that work together. Because I think it's so important to not become your spouse, but take on their interests so that you guys can enjoy each other and support one another when those things come around. Christian loves fishing. I'm not crazy about fishing. I'll do it. But sometimes I just want to be around. And he wanted to go on a fishing trip. And I said, you know, I'll come hang out. You know, I'll watch the kids. And, you know, you take the bigger kids and I'll watch Josiah. And just the family being together, but him being able to do what he enjoys and me just enjoying being there. So it's important. But again, I asked, do you want me to come? Are you okay with me coming? Or is this a time where you need to be alone? Because those times are necessary as well. Mm-hmm. And we don't offend each other with that. It's just keeping the communication line open and understanding one another's needs and just being supportive however we can.
Yeah. I'm going to say two things because this isn't so scripted, so I don't want to forget. But the one thing is the offense. Understanding when your spouse needs personal time, you know, fellas time or ladies time, whatever the case may be, and planning accordingly when it comes to those situations as well. You know, there's nothing wrong with if I'm going out with the fellas and you going out with the ladies, and sometimes usually we try to get a sitter at that time and make that same night the time that you spend with the ladies I spend with the fellas. Mm-hmm. So it's not somebody feels like they're stuck with their kids or anything like that. You love your children, but sometimes you just want a break. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And as well as time, family time, where you all enjoy it together and you can teach your children, so forth and so on. That's powerful as well. The thing that I really wanted to take a little time with is the importance of understanding how the enemy can get in the midst of situations like this, as far as you not taking interest. If you don't take an interest in your spouse's activities or their interests, or the events or things that they participate in, desire and love, somebody will. Mm-hmm. So if you don't, there's another woman that will be a fanatic, wear the jerseys, show up at the games, flirt, whatever the case may be. You need to be aware of those things as well as, you know, in the other area and way, you know, when it comes to shopping or whatever the case may be, you know, have that communication, you know, find out what it is, have that patience and learn to love it, not tolerate it. Learn to love your spouse and love the things that they are involved in. It takes time for that. But mm-hmm. when you love your spouse, excuse me, I don't know why I'm so, like, got the burps and everything today. Learn to love the things that your spouse enjoys. But it's important because of the unity. And so you don't let the enemy get a hand in that way. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that you take charge and try to be over involved and everything like that. But just take the interest, because a brother or your husband may not say it. But, you know, it's sometimes when he's thinking, you know, looking around and might see some other spouses there or some other situations and think about it, as well as the wife may look and say, you know, I wish my husband would have involvement in this, so forth and so on. So just be open to hear the desire of your spouse and what they're saying. And because it means something to them, it should mean something to you.
Yeah, I would agree. I know I've talked to different couples, and sometimes, you know, if you're not interested in something, you may just say, oh, babe, you just go ahead, you have fun, you do that. And that's okay. Like Christian was saying, sometimes we need, you know, that separation, need to go hang out with our friends. But at the same time, don't always push your mate out the door alone to go do what they enjoy without you. Because as Christian said, there may be other people there, and your spouse may feel rejected. They may feel like you don't want to be around, even if you're not interested. Just say, you know, babe, do you want me to come? I'd love to come and be with you. I'm not really interested in that. I don't really understand it, but I'd love to be there with you, and show that interest in your spouse, even if you're not interested in the activity or what they may be involved in. Because that's important. You want to understand what makes them tick, what drives them, what excites them, and find creative ways to support that. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to think in the future, if you don't already have children, what your spouse is interested in may trickle down to your children. If you're not interested in sports, but then you have children who love sports, then when they grow up, you want to be that supportive parent. And if you've never shown interest to learn or anything about the sporting event or the games, then it may be more difficult for you to be that supportive parent and be at those games and those practices and different things like that when your children grow up. So that's just another aspect. Our kids love music because their dad loves music, and their daddy grew up being a drummer, and now all three of our children love to beat on the drums or beat on any furniture or anything that makes noise in the house. And so I have to learn to adjust. And at times I'm like, all right, you know what, guys, that's enough of the noise. But I have to also embrace the fact that this is what they love, and this is a part, something that they've inherited from their father. And I have to choose to love that and support that. And so it's a balancing act. You have to learn when, you know, when it's good and when it's that time. There's a time and a place for everything. Mm-hmm. And so we have to learn how to support those things in our spouse and in our family. And, you know, again, just talking it out and communicating, you know, when is the right time and how's it appropriate for us to support these things.
That's really good information that you shared and points that you made. We don't want to forget about the unmarried, mm-hmm. Engaged or single. And so I think it's really important when you have times of interest, because, you know, when you're dating and you're courting, when we say courting, we're speaking about dating with the intent for marriage, or you're engaged, you do a lot of fun things. You know, I'm just thinking about, you know, different activities, different things, so forth and so on. You learn a lot. And that's really great pertaining to that and getting a great understanding. The thing that I kind of want to encourage you guys with is to have qualitative time. Mm-hmm. When you are taking an interest within things, it's not just about the flirting and different things about that, but really find out who the person is, mm-hmm. you know, what they represent, the type of activities and different things can tell you about an individual, which is great. You know, incorporate God as much, you know, as you can. I'm not saying you got to pull out your Bible and read scripture before you go ahead and have an event, but I mean pertaining to your conversation and qualitative time, look at the character aspect. The Bible talks about, you know, the fruits of the Spirit, and we want to see those things manifested in your time and your activities. There's little things that I see as well too when you deal with activities. You know, we can see how anger can get up, and we can see how jealousy and being competitive is great, is good, but you know, it's just a line that we have to look at as well. It's just all these activities and things that it kind of shares a bit about the individual and the character as well. So I'm just saying, pay attention to those things. Mm-hmm. It's time, good to have fun, and then you're in love and you're great. And then you recognize that you spend a lot of times in just activities and interests, or you kind of like mark somebody off because they don't like this or they don't do it this way, so forth and so on. Be open. Communicate, listen to God speak to you pertaining to these areas, and take the interest, but also be very careful and take note of not just the activity, but the unique qualities and things that are in the activity that will help shape your future marriage, relationship, so forth and so on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important, because I think if you take a genuine interest in the person, then you'll enjoy even just watching them in their element, even if you're not involved.
That's good.
And that's important, because you'll hear us talk a lot about not competing with your mate. And when you have taken a genuine interest in your mate, whoever you're dating or you're, you know, engaged with or whatever it might be, when you've taken that genuine interest in them, then you're excited to see them excel in what they enjoy doing or in their field of expertise and different things. And you'll be okay with being there, even if you're not in the spotlight, but you're just there as a support. That's so important, because it it prevents that jealousy and that competitive nature between you and your mate. There should never be a competition between the two of you, but you should be supporting one another. And so as you're dating and learning one another, you'll begin to learn that, because it's also important, because once you get married, you don't want to be that person that used to do everything because you were trying to impress. But then when you get married, you be like, oh, well, you can just go do that by yourself, or I'm not interested in that. You don't want to lose momentum, but you want to continue to grow that momentum. And that will grow once you show genuine interest in your mate. Mm-hmm. And you'll begin to even enjoy, you might not have a love or passion for it like they do, but you'll at least enjoy being a part of the things that they are interested in.
That's good. I think so. I mean, to wrap this up, it's just kind of important for some application, you know, with all the podcasts or teachings or preachings or whatever it is that you listen to. It's good to hear it, but then we want to be doers of whatever we're receiving. And so we want to encourage you to, you know, if you're married, to have that conversation as an action, call to action, and find out what it is that they enjoy and how you can, you know, play a role within that, whether it's learning and doing something unique out of your comfort zone. Take that leap. If you are engaged or dating or, you know, in that area, then you go ahead and take the interest as well, but also learn. You see that there's even leadership skills that you can see within individual as they have, you know, are engaged in organized sports or different hobbies and different things, and just, you know, take interest within that as well. And, you know, just pray. It's huge pertaining to your foundation. As God leads you into different areas, and just begin to keep your heart and your mind open as you're taking the interest pertaining to your spouse or your future spouse. And just be encouraged and just know that you can have fun and you can love God, and this can be a great thing.
Yeah. So again, this is one of our U-Pick episodes. Yeah. And we'll try to do a U-Pick at least once a week. And we'll try to hear from you guys. As long as they keep coming in, then we'll continue to do the U-Pick episode. So leave us a message, leave us a review, and give us your input. What do you want to hear about? And maybe one of these weeks you'll hear your topic as our prime discussion. So thanks again for listening.
Yes. Well, we can pray, and we want to let you know that you're awesome. You're going to hear that a lot. I love saying it. You are awesome. No matter what you're going through, there's some encouragement, some power, and some strength. And so we just want to speak joy, peace, power, patience of upon you. And so God, we pray right now that you would just bless this individual or a couple that's represented here, that you would just touch their heart and their mind even as they take interest pertaining to their spouse or future spouse. And I just thank you that you will just bless them and enlarge their territory, their mindset, continue to speak to them like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters, brought to you by Purpose Filled Life Ministry. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram at Marriage is Forever. For more information on PFLM and how you can support its ministry endeavors, visit us online. Thank you.